Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This time it's really
yeah, baby, the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, and it is indeed finally, actually, really, definitely Friday. My dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes, welcome in to everybody's favorite day, not of the week, but like of the broadcasting week. It is the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta, and it starts now here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Great to have you. I am Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. Spectacular to have you. So much going on. I just read the headline. See where it was raining monkeys in viral video from Florida. So
yeah, I've already seen that video. I saw it yesterday.
I saw the video. It was to see the headline.
I was just trying to figure out if it was AI or not, or if it was actually. I mean, where was this lady at where she saw the monkeys? They're just diving. I mean, they're having fun, or they're escaping. I don't know which one.
Apparently it is from Silver Spring State Park, which I have been to many, many times. There weren't hailstorms of monkeys happening at the time.
Were there monkeys, though?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So these might actually be real monkeys.
No, they are. They are. They are an invasive species, effectively. A bunch of idiots think that, oh, it'd be cool to have a pet monkey, and then it turns out it's not. And then they go let the monkey go in the woods, and then obviously monkeys do what monkeys do, and people do. And the ones who absolutely should not be having kids do it. And then you end up with a bunch of monkey kids, and now you got a monkey forest.
Circle life, bro.
Yeah, but again, the problem is, much like a huge chunk of the animals in Florida, they ain't supposed to be there, and they end up screwing it up for the animals that are.
Do invasive species alligators eat monkeys?
If they're going to go barnstorming into the water like that, I've got to imagine at some point they'll develop a taste for monkey flesh. But we'll find out. Hey, we have a day lined up today, man. We got a lot to get to on the radio program, on the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. We don't have time to screw around. We're going to anyway, but we don't have time for it.
I'm leaving then. If there's no time to screw around,
I didn't say we're not going to screw around. Okay. I just said we don't have time to. We're going to do it anyway, obviously. But we've got a lot that we've got to get to. We have got a big time college football weekend laid out ahead of us. Before I get into said college football weekend, I know the answer is yes, but I'm going to set it up so that we can have a very brief conversation about a great one. Have you seen the Oregon Ducks Grateful Dead jerseys? Because they are, and I mean this in every sense of the word, effing incredible, dude. They're incredible.
I'll look them up.
They're incredible. So they are, Oregon is doing their Grateful Dead tribute game this weekend. We talked about it before the season started because I am a fan of both.
It's like a decade too late, isn't it?
No, man. It's never
too old. Jerry Garcia's been dead, well, for like a long, long time.
Never too old for the classics. And I think we have kind of hit the era where Grateful Dead were a nice little generational crossover band. My madre listened to the Dead, and then eventually I picked up a taste for the Dead. Weird way to say that sentence, but you know what I mean.
That's a weird way to say that.
I like the Grateful Dead a lot. And they were I think they were a generational crossover. They had such lasting power that they were there for my mom's generation when she was growing up. And then they were still around and kicking along when it was my turn. So we liked the Dead. And now you're at the point where...
Those are nice, by the way.
They're sick.
Yeah.
You're now at the point where the Grateful Dead are a band that had an impact on my generation, and now my generation, despite this economy, are finally starting to get to the point where we have a little bit of expendable income, so we'll do dumb things like our parents did and follow the Dead around the country, even though the Dead are dead.
I'm not doing that thing that I always do, but there's a story with the Grateful Dead because they were in the area when I was working at my family IGA, and they didn't bathe a lot. So when they came in and we had to follow them around the store because they had a reputation like the gypsies when they came in of finding things in their pockets and their purses and things that they didn't pay for. But it's just, so I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the people who follow the band.
Oh, he's talking about the Dead Heads.
Yes.
You said the Dead.
Yeah, well.
You're talking about the Dead Heads.
Yeah, they there's a stench of marijuana and not bathing. I mean, the mixture of the two is, you'll know it when you smell it.
I mean, I have been to hippie jam band concerts before. I know it well.
It's been like 30 years since I worked there, and I can smell it right now.
The Deadheads,
not that,
however,
you smell that way.
No, of course I don't.
I mean,
I bathe twice daily.
Your high karate is like kicking right now.
The Deadheads are obviously a legacy band following, right? It's like the Deadheads, Fish. There's these bands that they almost become more well known for their touring and their fan base, their following, their cult following, than the music. And I think that's true about the Dead. So the Oregon Ducks, to celebrate a concert that the Dead threw at Autzen Stadium decades ago, on the anniversary of that concert, are going to do a Grateful Dead tribute game this weekend. And they're breaking out Grateful Dead jerseys. Now, I am going to keep it a buck. I really wanted them to go full tie-dye. Full top to bottom tie-dye. I wanted it to look like a hippie love festival running the spread offense is what I wanted out of this. They decided not to go all in, which is a little disappointing, but hey, you can't always get what you want. So they are rolling out the Oregon black unis, which I think are, in college football, I think Oregon's black unis are the best all blacks in college football. They are nasty with the details. But instead of the all black where they have all black with the black number or the green number, instead, where the number and the wings are on the side of the duck helmet, those are Oregon Duck green, yellow, white tie-dye. So the numbers, the details are tie-dye on the helmet. The details on the jersey are tie-dye. And I adore it. I love it. I think they nailed it. I wanted full tie-dye. I wanted this team to look like the most hippie football team of all time out of respect for the Grateful Dead. But this is a dope look. I'm actually kind of excited to see this. And more importantly, and granted, like only some schools have the money to make this happen where they can do that. I forget what school it was preseason, and I'm going to go look it up during the break. But there was a smaller school that said this year, we are going to have two uniforms and one helmet. And everybody was like, why? Like, why would you not have a third, an alternate, a theme, whatever? Why would you say we got a home jersey and away jersey and one helmet for both combos? And the school said, because it's going to save us north of $600,000. And as a small school, we have to have that. We have to have that for facility boosting. We have to have that to put into rev share. We have to have that to help the NIL collectives, whatever we need to do with it. We need that money. When you have Phil Knight scratching you a blank check every month, it's a little easier to say, hey, what if we spend $1 million on jerseys we're going to wear one time? Now, I will also add that the Ducks obviously would have the right and the opportunity to sell those jerseys as game-worn Grateful Dead jerseys. And I got to tell you, I don't think I've never bought in like auction live game-worn jersey. I think I did buy a Saints game-worn jersey from a player that I didn't even know a few years ago just to have one because I thought it was cool. But I don't have game-worn jersey money. Yeah, some people do.
I having played the game not at that level, I know what those jerseys smell like and have gone through.
Let's shock you. Some of us do laundry.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's like, hey, Rob, you just worn that shirt. Can I have it? Can I borrow it for a while? I mean, you know,
you want a jersey swap at the end of the game?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Speaking of,
I'm not a germaphobe like the people in the afternoon, but still, I just don't. No.
Speaking of jersey swaps, have you seen the phenomenon taking place around the Atlanta Hawks right now?
I have a confession to make. I tried to watch basketball last night and I couldn't because the scandal is.
Oh, we're coming. Yeah, we're coming to that.
Yeah,
we're coming to that. We're coming to that. Ain't no doubt we're coming to that. There's my favorite phenomenon in the NBA right now. And I would like to preface all of this by saying it's the man's name. So I cannot be in trouble or dumped for this. I can't. It's his name. There's no way to talk about the Hawks and not talk
about it. Depends on, and I don't even know the name. It depends on how you use it. If you use it in a certain way, it doesn't matter if it's someone's name.
It's.
I guess you didn't pay attention to the training.
No, I did.
I'm saying
it's the man's name.
Okay.
The man's name, former Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawk starter turned Atlanta Hawk power forward Grady Dick. That's his name. And my favorite thing right now is the jersey swaps that are going on between NBA players who clearly admire and appreciate the college athleticism of Grady Dick. And so you have a bunch of players that are seeking this guy out to try to do jersey swaps with him right now. There's been a couple of jersey swaps. It's like, I appreciate the admiration of Nasir Little, who wanted to do a jersey swap with Grady Dick. And the picture is iconic because, you know, it's obviously only appreciation of the game between each other. I think that's fantastic. I saw one the other day, one of my favorites. I thought this was just incredible sportsmanship when Anthony Black wanted to do a jersey swap with Grady Dick. I thought, isn't this amazing that we have this level of sportsmanship and appreciation across it? And right now the NFL needs it more than ever. Like, it's time that the guys in the association need to kind of bond with each other, need to build a shell around each other right now and protect each other. So I think seeing these jersey swaps are great. And I don't know how or why it became the fact that the most anticipated, the most sought after jersey swap is Kansas Rock Chalk Jayhawk legend Grady Dick. So I thought that was cool, man. There's not really a story there other than I thought it was cool that those guys wanted a jersey swap. All right. Big jersey day on the show today. Big jersey day on the show today. We had the Grateful Dead of the Oregon Ducks.
It sounds like the show's coming from New Jersey for sure.
I mean, we got to talk about New Jersey because
we do.
There's some fellas in New Jersey that may or may not be in the news. We're coming to that. Since you just pulled up the Oregon Ducks uni, great one. I'm going to give you another one to look out that's dropping this weekend. The Tulane Green Wave are rolling out a specialty jersey this weekend. Now, this one's a little more niche than the Grateful Dead. This one's going to hit home for me a little harder than it's going to hit home for y'all. But Tulane is rolling out a New Orleans City Connect, a New Orleans tribute jersey. The Tulane Green Wave, of course, in Uptown New Orleans. That's where they play their ball. And it is 1,000% an extra busy, over-the-top New Orleans tribute, right? So the helmet, the underline of the helmet is every sidewalk in New Orleans is 100 years old and cracked to hell and back, right? Like, it's a running joke. They just don't fix the sidewalks. And when you are in a city of these 300-year-old oak trees growing everywhere, the roots of the oak tree break up the sidewalk, so it's just cracked. So they get this cracked sidewalk on the helmet. And then in New Orleans, all around the city, the streets, when you stand on the corner, every street in New Orleans, they have these porcelain white with blue letter tiles that are inlaid into the sidewalk, and they are, that's how they label their streets, right? They're very famous. You can go and you can buy these tiles to make your own, you know, address placard or whatever. But they're iconic in the city of New Orleans. So Tulane across the helmet is written in those tiles, which are only exclusively New Orleans. Then on the jersey, the nameplate on the back is also made up of the porcelain street tiles that are all over New Orleans. And then there's the features, which is like, obviously, if you go, again, uptown, which if you think, if I say uptown New Orleans, if you ever think about a movie filmed in New Orleans, right? Princess and the Frog. I got the wife to watch that the other day. It's iconic. But if you think about those old big New Orleans mansions and all that, that's uptown on Canal Street. And they're all surrounded by wrought iron fence, and all the wrought iron has little fleur-de-lis right, on the top of it.
I like the helmets. The helmets are cool. The uniforms.
I love them. But again, this is what
the color is not, I mean, so it doesn't work well with the helmets.
It's very New Orleansy. And so the reason that I bring these things up is because I've talked about this for many years. It is, I think, college football is at a point where brand awareness and recognition, honestly, it might be as important as getting good recruits at this point. Because it is that, I think it is going to be and continue to be and grow as a large motivating factor to getting good recruits, right? So I had this conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday on his radio show down in Louisiana. He said, Rob Brown, you're outside of the market a little bit. Is Brian Kelly the right guy for LSU? And I said, no, he's not. And I think we knew that 2 years ago, but I also get how much money you gave him. You didn't want to move off of him. But Brian Kelly might be the least likable guy in college football. Or that's actively coaching. Urban Meyer's a thing. But, like, Brian Kelly might be the least likable dude in college football. I said, and when you are struggling at LSU to put together a team, and I'm not talking about, like, the stars. I'm talking about the depth guys, right? Like, this is a conversation I think we need to have in college football that we talk about the fours and the five stars. Sure, we talk about the four and the five stars. But the reality is, if you have a good college football team, it's because you are nailing the three stars, the two and the three stars, the guys that round out the roster, right? Well, if you go to Southeastern Louisiana, every kid in Southeastern Louisiana, every kid is raised to be an LSU Tiger. As far as the mixture of college football fans, like around here, you got a good mix, right? You got a lot of South Carolina fans, a lot of Clemson fans, but you also have a lot of Georgia fans and a lot of Alabama fans and a lot of Auburn fans because you're all kind of geographically linked. That's not how it is in Southeastern Louisiana. Everybody in Southeastern Louisiana wants to be a Tiger. So you should have no problem getting every kid worth a damn out of Southeastern Louisiana to want to come there, and Brian Kelly can't do it. Well, Tulane's taking advantage of that right now. Tulane said, okay, all these kids that should be have always historically wanted to be LSU guys, three-star guys. At LSU, a three-star guy is a depth guy. At Tulane, a three-star guy is a stud. That's the guy who builds the program. And so Tulane the last couple of years has started to say, we don't have to go recruit three stars from all 50 states. There's enough guys that aren't, like, they're not turned on by Brian Kelly and LSU right now, and we can keep them in New Orleans. We can keep them right here. And so Tulane leaning into that is going, let's just build a whole uniform that is literally over the top New Orleans, like just obnoxiously NOLA. And I saw a lot of people on the internet saying, and if you haven't Googled it, go Google it. Take a look at what I'm talking about. I saw a lot of people on social media saying, oh my God, these are so extra. They're so over the top. They're so loud. They're so busy. Yeah, that's New Orleans, right? Like, that's what that city is. That city revels in that. That city is always over there. That's why I love it. New Orleans, Louisiana is the best city in the world. But it's just always over the top, obnoxious, loud, but also at the same time, laid back and never takes itself seriously. So they built a whole jersey that's a tribute to that. And these are the things that it may not feel like it's much to you. But if you're a kid that's growing up in Southeast Louisiana, if you're a kid that's growing up in New Orleans, and historically you'd be an LSU guy, but you're not turned on by Brian Kelly, and you know you'd be a depth guy under a coach you don't like, Tulane is showing you, like, we love it here. This is our city. This is our place. And if they can do it through an overt action like designing a jersey that says, hey, you know that place you grew up around and that you love? Yeah, we love it too. Look, come here. The Oregon Ducks. Are there a lot of 17-year-old kids coming out of high school right now that are big Grateful Dead fans? No. But what did the Ducks do? We're doing Grateful Dead so we can keep our boosters and our donors who love the Dead happy. And it's Oregon, so you know that's all of them. But they made them young and cool and contemporary. They got the diamond pattern on the shoulders, and they're still the all black, but the tie-dye's not over the top. This is brand awareness. This is how you stay successful in the new age of college football, and I think it's great from those two squads. And also, do you think if I got a Rob Brown jersey made and I went to a Hawks game, I could do a jersey swap with Kansas Rockjaw Jayhawk legend Grady Dick? I feel like we could pull it off. We'll see. I'm Rob Heaslonzo. We got 4 hours of this crap, y'all. Strap in. We're going to have a good time. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Buddy, I don't want to do this segment, but I have to. I don't want to talk about this, but I have to. And I don't want to talk about it because two different conflicting viewpoints that I hold are about to butt heads in real time. You watch any of the Thursday night game last night? More importantly, great one. Did you get a chance to watch the second half of last night's game yet?
All right. My Prime crashed a bunch of times, and I'm just like, so.
Mine was struggling, too.
Yeah, so like, okay, forget it. I mean, I don't really want to watch this game, but I was going to for work. because I don't like either team. But, yeah, I couldn't.
Okay.
I did try. I attempted multiple times, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed.
I finished it with some dramatic buffering time.
I watched Do You Know What I What I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's what I did.
That's what you watched.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's almost Halloween. I get it. I watched this game last night. And there was a spot late in the game where two conflicting philosophies, beliefs, whatever you want to call them, came into play in a way that made me uncomfortable. Let me tell you what they are. One of them has been exposed on this radio program a number of times over the past year. Mike McDaniel is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Why are you talking about the Dolphins, Rob? Slow down, relax. I'm about to explain. Mike McDaniel is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. I have said many times I wanted Mike McDaniel to be successful because Mike McDaniel's a big nerd, and I love it. He showed up wearing the shoes and the joggers, which I have been squarely won over to Team Joggers. He showed up with the glasses and the comic book references. My man was on the sideline trying to cover up hitting his vape pen with his play card and unsuccessfully doing so. I objectively loved Mike McDaniel and really wanted him to work out. But he's not working out. And I have said a few times, belief number one, the reason why is as much as Rob Brown is Liber Rob the Woke Warrior, and I think it's okay for guys to have a cry every now and then. I think it's okay to show a little emotion. And I think it's okay when you are having emotional struggles to talk to someone about them. In fact, I encourage it. I have been to therapy, and I tell you, it changed my life. I believe that there is a healthy way for men to express their emotion outwardly in a way that will allow you to recenter yourself to be the best version of yourself. And I think it is important that everyone does so. However, I also recognize that football locker rooms are not that. They're just not. They're not that. That's not that place for them. And as much as I would love for that not to be true, the reality is it's one of the last places on earth that is ever going to change to be that proverbial safe space for men to be able to have some sort of outward expression of emotion. And Mike McDaniel does not have the that you need to be a leader in the locker room. You have to do one of two things. You either have to walk in that locker room and be an objective badass, or what's the one thing that will allow you to get away with anything? Winning. You have to win. If Mike McDaniel was still having the second, first ranked offense in the NFL, Mike McDaniel could walk in there every day playing Pokemon on his Switch and whatever, and nobody would care. Nobody would care. So, I have said a few times, if Mike McDaniel was, I hate to say it this way, was more of a traditional football man, they might not have the leadership issues they're having right now. And then there's the conflicting thought of, but also, I think you should be yourself. I think you should be yourself always. I think you should express yourself the way you want to express yourself. I think you should handle life the way you want to handle life. Zoe and I have never made a secret that neither one of us is your traditional sports talk radio guy. But no, I'm in here today in a obnoxious Hawaiian shirt with pink flamingos on it.
I thought it was kind of muted for you.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's scaled back. This is as quiet as I get. If you go into the Fortress of Nerditude over there, it looks like two 12-year-olds live in it. Don't care. That's what we like. Those are the things
12,
we like.
12 and a half.
Whatever. Those are the things we like. Like, express yourself, be yourself. There's nothing that will hold you back more than holding yourself back by not being yourself. And then also, if you want to command the respect and leadership of a locker room, you do have to have kind of that football mentality, right? So, Carson Wentz was starting for the Minnesota Vikings last night. And the Vikings got their asses handed to them by the LA Chargers. It was not enjoyable in any way, shape, or form. There was nothing fun about that game. And my guy Carson Wentz, who of course took over when J.J. McCarthy was allegedly injured, and still isn't back, by the way. But when J.J. McCarthy got hurt, Carson Wentz took over. Because you'll remember, Minnesota last year had Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones on that roster. Allowed both of them to leave town.
So they had to turn to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was getting his ass kicked last night. Sacked 5 times in that game and was hit 8 more. The dude was getting crushed last night. And in the fourth quarter of that game, you could see that Carson Wentz, who was wearing a brace on his arm because he has had multiple injuries to his arm, he was getting hit coming up and like holding that arm. Like, this hurts, dog. So in the fourth quarter, after sack number 5, Carson Wentz goes to the sideline and you can see the man actively and literally breaking down in tears. Like, not, he looks like he's going to cry. I mean, you can see the tears. He is actively bawling. And then he goes to the bench and he's like trying to cover himself up with a towel, understandable. And he gets to the bench and he sits back, and I'm going to do a little dramatic acting. This is why you need to come watch us on the Facebook stream, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube and Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Because sometimes we go a little deeper than just talking on the radio. He goes to the bench, and he does the, like, slump down thing, and he puts his head back, and he's covered his face with a towel, and then he's like, every now and then, he's like, he can tell, he's clearly like, F-word! And then he, like, slumps back down. It was hard to watch. And as this is happening, Kirk Herbstreit, who is on color for Amazon's Thursday Night Football broadcast, is like, you know, I know that he's hurting, and I know he's taking a lot of heat, and I know he's gotten hit a lot tonight, but you can't do that. You're the quarterback. Can't do that. You got to go to the sideline, and you got to show leadership and toughness. You can't do all that. And I'm like, Kirk, this man's getting his ass beat. Like, this man is getting crushed tonight. But I also understand that what Kirk says is also correct. It's also true. You're not going to, as a quarterback or any other position, be able to go to the sideline with so much frustration and pain, I have no doubt, clearly wincing from the pain, to go to the sideline, be actually crying, slumped down on the bench like you've already lost the game. And they did. They're down like 34-7 at this point. Like, you've actively lost the game and expect that you are going to go back into that locker room today and be like, all right, guys, here's what went wrong and here's what we can clean up. Like, nobody's going to listen to you. And I it makes me sad. And I'll tell you what the ultimate hook of this is. What makes me sad is I recognized when I was watching that happen, and I was on one hand 1,000% feeling Carson Wentz. I get it, bro. Sometimes you just got to let it out. There is nothing wrong with that. Sometimes have a cry, let it out. That there's nothing not manly about that. But on the other hand, also agreeing with Kirk Herbstreit of there's no way that you are going to now walk into that locker room on Friday and go, here's everything that went wrong last night from my perspective. Here's what we needed to fix it. I'm a leader of the team. Follow me. When the boys saw that, what pained me last night the most was, I think you watched the career of Carson Wentz come to an end.
All right, so I'm curious with the amount of hits. Did he get checked for a concussion? Because I've had several incidents where I was around people who had concussions, and one of which tight end took a big hit in football, and one of the guys come down and got me and said, John is crying in the shower. And I went and looked, and he was bawling his eyes out, got him out of the shower, got him to get his clothes on, and told him to go across the street because our dorm was across from the stadium. Go get the trainers now. And they went and got the trainers, and he had a major concussion, and no one checked, no one knew. And I've seen this happen a couple other times with friends who they just, after they took a hard hit to the head, they started crying. So I am curious why he wasn't checked for that.
I mean, first off, we don't know if he was or wasn't. Like, they might tell you he went in the tent. I don't know that they was or wasn't. What I do know is, and yes, there is, I have heard this. I have not experienced it, fortunately for me, but I have heard of the fact that you take a concussion, which is effectively your brain rattling around in your skull and suffering injury because of it. It absolutely 1,000% can change your mood. I'm not going to say I don't know any of this. I don't know that that is true, untrue. I don't know. Here's what I know. Regardless of the cause, whether it was out of frustration, whether it was out of pain, whether it was out of embarrassment, whether it was because of a concussion, what I know is I watched a grown-ass man with years of NFL experience, a very trustworthy backup quarterback who could have been in the league for another handful of years. I think I watched a career end. Because as much as, again, I do think it is a good thing as a man to have a place to have an outlet for your emotion, to have a place where you can put that emotion. And if it's with the boys at the bar, or it's at the wife at home, or if it's with your dog, whatever, have a place to have a cry and let it all out. On the flip side, I also know that a football locker room is a old school, stereotypical, male dominated space. And if you have that outlet in front of the fellas, they're not going to say, I can't wait to come in tomorrow and hear what Carson thinks went wrong and to follow his leadership to get it fixed. Here's the reality. J.J. McCarthy, you better be ready next week, because we watched, and I despise it. I hate it. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I mean that. I was uncomfortable last night, not because Carson Wentz was crying or slumped on the bench or upset or whatever. I was upset and pained to watch it, because that man's career ended last night, because nobody's going to follow that guy at that point. Kirk was right, even if Carson was fully justified in having the emotional breakdown that he had. It sucks. It sucks. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, first segment of the hashtag Friday Football Fiesta Breakdown. We'll start looking at the college weekend. We'll do some NFL later on. Plenty of guests lined up. We'll tell you about all of it coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This weekend's a good weekend in college football. Obviously, we are going to dial in on the games upcoming for Clemson taking on Duke. And I will tell you right now, I do not think, you know, in weeks gone by, when I said, hey, Georgia Tech is a good team, Clemson fans, you better not sleep on this squad. When I said SMU is a good team, Clemson fans, you better not sleep on this squad. When we have had those conversations in weeks gone by, the thoughts were, to me, the rest of the ACC is getting better. And I still believe that that is true. Florida State's not, obviously.
Clemson has a bye this week, by the way.
No, I know. Okay. We're getting out ahead of ourselves.
I was just making sure that everyone...
No, yeah, Clemson's on the bye. They got Duke next week on the 1st of November. When I'm talking about Duke, the reason I'm putting Clemson out first is because they are on the bye, but I also think this might be the most important bye of Dabo Swinney's entire career. It might be. Because the difference between coming out in the next five games and going 5-0, the difference between coming out and going 5-0 or 4-1 or 3-2 or 2-3 or 1-4, the difference in all of those results are massive. Yesterday, I was asked to go on a show in Rochester, New York. Shout out to the fan in Rochester, New York.
Hey.
They're playing the Bills, or the Panthers play the Bills this weekend, and that's a Bills station. So they reached out, one of our brother Odyssey stations, the fan in Rochester, called down and said, Rob Brown, do you mind coming on and talking Panthers-Bills? And then we'd like to ask you a little college football. And I said, sure, absolutely. And so they specifically wanted to ask about Clemson, because Clemson being a high-profile program that was that it, the way that it was for as long as it was, and, hey, welcome to Georgia and Alabama's world. When you're on top of the game for a hot minute, there's not much not much Americans love more than watching the legs get kicked out from underneath the dynasty, right? Zoe's been watching that for 3 years. The entire country is waiting on the Chiefs to get owned. And every time they don't, it builds a little more. So, folks outside of this area are interested in what is happening with Clemson. So they asked specifically about that on a station in Rochester, New York. Now, that also goes into play that Syracuse is up there. They're really excited about Fran Brown. They believe that Syracuse is on the upward trajectory to returning to previous glory. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Because I think Fran Brown, if he has another surprise year or two, I think Fran Brown becomes a high-profile target. The folks down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, have already started targeting Fran Brown as a potential replacement for Brian Kelly at LSU. We'll put that aside and come back later. So we got to the conversation about Clemson, and they said, is this the year that Dabo Swinney is fired from Clemson? And I said, no. No, there's no chance Dabo's getting fired. In fact, the more likely outcome is that Dabo Swinney retires or decides, yeah, you know what? Everybody's bit me on the ass here enough. I'm done with it. I'm moving on. But I don't think either of those things happens. That being said, I did that interview. I went back. I thought about it a little bit more. And my thought became, there are right now two games that I think Clemson not just can lose. I think there are two games Clemson might lose, like probably lose. First off, if you think that the Duke Blue Devils are the old school Blue Devils, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's a good team. And Darian Mensah, who, by the way, I go back to the Duke-Georgia Tech game where I said, hey, Georgia Tech, how are they an underdog? Remember on the opening drive of that game, Duke got all the way down to the one-yard line. Darian Mensah fumbled the football. If Duke punches that in and they go up 7-0 on drive number one, the entire chemistry of that game might change. They didn't. And I got lucky on that, but they don't fumble that football. They might be the team that beats Georgia Tech, the team that beat you. It's a good Duke team. And then there's number 19 Louisville, who just knocked off Miami to get into the top 25. Louisville's one of those teams before the season. I'm like, you better watch out for Jeff Brohm and the Cardinals, because with Miller Moss, they can spin the beam a little bit. They're going to go out there and have 400-yard games. And this was against a Miami defense that is one of the best three or four in the country, and Louisville spun the rock. There's two L's right there for Clemson. So now the question is, between Florida State, Furman, and South Carolina, how many of those could be L's? If this team is 1-4, my thought is, Dabo's not getting fired, but if I'm Graham Neff, would not this be the spot that if you're Clemson, you go to Dabo and you say, you stay, Tom Allen stays. I'll let you decide if Garrett Riley stays. And that's not because I think Garrett Riley deserves to stay or go now. That's because I am fully convinced at this point that Dabo Swinney has a restrictor plate on Garrett Riley. I am fully convinced that he has got the handcuffs on Garrett Riley. I've been making this argument for 3 weeks now, and I am more convinced after the SMU game than I ever have been. The handcuffs are on. So, Dabo, if you are going to demand that the offense stay the offense, sure, I'll let you lay. But Tom Allen stays. And everybody else, that is, because I used this word for the first time yesterday on the airwaves of Rochester, New York. I have not used this word about the Clemson program, though we have gone down this trail of conversation before. Clemson's a nepotism program right now. Clemson's a nepotism program. Look at the coaching staff. Who is on it? It's all former Dabo players, former Dabo guys. This has been the numero uno critique of Dabo Swinney for some time. CJ Spiller, who, again, I love CJ Spiller. I've interacted with him three or four times since he got the job. I've interacted more with CJ Spiller than I have Dabo Swinney since he got the job. Love CJ Spiller. Love him as a player. Loved him at Clemson. Loved him when he played for the Saints. Loved him in the NFL. Love him as a guy. Every time I bumped into him, he's been very kind, gracious. Love him. But he wasn't ready for that job. He wasn't. He's not a guy, especially coming into a year where you didn't have a running back on the roster and you had to adapt somebody into that role. He's not the guy you should have had in that position. That's a nepotism hire. And he's just the brightest shining example, but there's a lot of that guys on that roster. A lot of those guys on that roster. And the thought that I have is, if you believe, as I do, that a huge chunk of the problems for Clemson this year are coaching-centric, and I do, in what world do I expect that to just suddenly get fixed, right? Like they're just going to come off the bye and it's all going to be fixed? I think that's what people expected after North Carolina Boston College. And again, as Zoe pointed out in the opening segment on Monday, saying we didn't have Cade Klubnik and that's why we lost to SMU is incorrect, because Christopher Vezina played pretty good football for the Tigers under center on Saturday. I don't think it was on Vezina.
Would have did more if he was allowed to. At least,
and I agree with that. I agree with that. I think Chris Vezina was dealing with a lot of the same things that Cade Klubnik has been dealing with, which is they put him in handcuffs as a quarterback. We're running these plays. This is what we do. Doesn't matter if it's not working. This is what we do. And so, to me, this bye week presents an opportunity for Dabo Swinney that I don't think he's going to take advantage of, but the opportunity is there. And the opportunity is to say, fellas, when we get into this next game against the Duke Blue Devils, and this is, you ought to spend this weekend in genuine reflection. When we get to Duke, when we get to Florida State, because let's keep it a buck, Mike Norvell's coaching for his job now. I don't think it matters. I think the decision's already been made in Tallahassee that Mike Norvell is gone at the end of the year. I just don't think that they were able to get enough in the coffers from the boosters to pull the trigger on an in-season firing. I think he's already done. But they're going to let him finish the year, which means he's coaching for his life, whether it is with Florida State or to build a resume to get picked up to go coach at, you know, Delta State or whatever. And they've got athletes on that team. I believe the problem with Florida State, much as it is with Clemson, the problem is coaching. The difference is Mike Norvell's coaching for his life, which I think would make him more apt to make changes. Maybe for the good, maybe for the bad, we'll find out. Dabo's not afraid for his job. He shouldn't be afraid for his job. His job should not be under threat. But if you're not afraid of your job being lost, you're probably not going to make the dramatic changes that somebody would make if their job is at risk, like Mike Norvell. So, this bye week, I hope, is one that Dabo spends in reflection. And what I would like to think happens is that Dabo Swinney looks at it. And I'm not talking about the portal. I'm not talking about NIL. I'm not talking about any of the off-season criticisms of doing it Dabo's way, whether it works or doesn't. I'm just talking about football. Your offense has been hamstrung, and I do not for a second think that Garrett Riley is in control of that. Because again, if you can look at the 2022 year, the 2023 year, if you can look at Garrett Riley when he was at TCU and that offense had more explosive plays, more 50-plus yard plays, more 20-plus yard plays, more 50-plus yard touchdowns, more 20-plus yard touchdowns, and a higher EPA and SP plus than most other offenses in college football. And look at how that offense worked. And you think you can see that offense at Clemson? And you think Garrett Riley is running that offense? I don't know how you arrive at that conclusion. It's like he forgot the playbook at TCU. So, I would like to think that this bye is a wonderful opportunity for Dabo Swinney to look around at this team and go, what we're doing isn't working. What we're doing isn't working. And if I am the one that is handcuffing us by making everything be my way, maybe I should do what a lot of other great coaches do. And I should turn my guys loose. I should turn my football guys loose and let them go coach the team. Because I don't think that's happening. And I go look at Nick Saban when he was at Alabama. One of the things I always enjoyed about Nick Saban was if you ever watched film on Nick Saban coaching on a Saturday, and this is, I've said this many times, Nick Saban, the guy, the one guy, not a great Saturday coach. And I think he knew that. So what did Nick Saban do? Nick Saban said, defensive coordinator, go defensive coordinate. Offensive coordinator, go offensively coordinate. Go put us a plan together. And then go out there and have the boys execute that plan. I think the best coaches do that. They stay involved, but without micromanaging. They macromanage. And I think Dabo Swinney has been micromanaging. And it's understandable. The more things go wrong, the more you want to micromanage. The problem is, when you micromanage and the micromanage causes the problem, the way to fix the problem is not to double down on the micromanagement. And I feel like that is what's happening. This team has doubled down on micromanagement instead of saying, what if we let Tom Allen coordinate a defense? And what if we let Garrett Riley open up the offense? We've got more athletes than most teams do. Let's take advantage of that. We've seen the boys. And now you got to do all that without Brian Wesco Jr., by the way. Now you got to do it without your number one wide receiver. So more than ever would be the time to unleash Garrett Riley. Let's look like TCU that went to a national championship game. Let's look like TCU. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but I will tell you right now, if you change nothing, Duke can beat you. If you change nothing, the best version, as bad as this team is, if you change nothing, the best version of Florida State, assuming that Mike Norvell is coaching for his job and he does all of this too, the best version of Florida State can beat you right now. Louisville can absolutely beat you. South Carolina. And here's the weird thing. This is the part I don't like to say. The only two teams that I look down this list and I go, as of right now, I would not guarantee an L or a dub is Furman and South Carolina. South Carolina is the seventh worst offense in college football right now. There are only eighth worst. There are only seven teams in college football less efficient than South Carolina right now. They are the only team in the SEC that is not averaging 300 yards a game or more with Lenore Sellers. So, South Carolina, you got the same problems, and we're going to come to you here in a minute because I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever said this before. Gamecock fans, you might as well not watch the game tomorrow. Honestly, you might as well not watch the game tomorrow. It is not going to be fun or pretty. There's going to be no spark
Stop
of hope.
It. They're going to watch. If you're a fan, you're going to watch the game.
Oh, I didn't say they're not going to.
Yeah,
I'm saying you shouldn't.
And again, they said the same thing the last time that South Carolina upset Alabama.
Which was when?
I don't remember the year.
Exactly.
I don't remember stuff like you do as far as that goes, but I do remember what a great feeling it was.
I bet you do. And you will not have that feeling tomorrow.
I remember Stephen Garcia beating them.
Stephen Garcia did beat them.
Yeah.
It will not happen tomorrow.
An amazing thing. And people were saying what you're saying right now then, and they were wrong. I'm not saying that you're going to be wrong, but watch the game. Anything can happen. It's football. It's amazing. It's a fun sport to watch. And yes, there is a possibility, however minute, that South Carolina could get their offense correct and beat an Alabama team that struggled early in the year that could go back to their struggling in this game because they believe like Rob Brown does.
Wait. Struggle. They had one game bad, and it was week one.
Yeah,
they have kicked everybody's ass since then.
Struggled earlier. Last I checked, First game of the year would be early in the year, wouldn't it?
No, it is, but you made it sound like they were like bad 3-4 weeks and then found some. They were bad for 60 minutes.
So I did a radio thing. Wow. Why would I do that for?
We don't do that around here. Texas said the comment has been made even by you. Is Riley running the Clemson offense, not Riley offense? So this is 100% on Dabo, not Riley. Yeah, no, I agree. Take the chains off. Let the boys run. Let's see what happens. Gamecock fans, it's going to be bad for you this weekend. I'll tell you why coming up later on in the show. Sports Flash now because I'm late.
And so negative. Take your negative self out of here. Former player and coach Damon Jones, who was arrested yesterday, allegedly provided injury information about LeBron James when he was a part of the Lakers coaching staff. The federal indictment against Jones contains texts to co-conspirators telling them to make bets in games where LeBron wasn't going to play. The Lakers had no comment on the story. The LA Chargers beat the Vikings last night 37-10. Justin Herbert completed 18 to 25 passes for 227 yards and 3 touchdowns and rushed for 62 more. Running back Kimani Vidal carried 23 times for 117 yards and a touchdown. World Series game number 1 is tonight. The Dodgers announced Blake Snell as their opening pitcher earlier this week, and Trey Yesevich will go for Toronto. Yesevich will become the first rookie in a game 1 World Series start since Anthony Reyes and Justin Verlander dueled in 2006. Hour number 2 of the Rob Brown Show is coming up next.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.